the fuck were you thinking?
Is anyone sick of celebrities because they, you know, they either have followers, fans, or whatever that they can try to influence, you know, sheep, sheeple, whatever. Does that not kind of bug you that someone in a little bit of, you know, entertainment power that would do that to the masses?
Well, there are some that do bother me, and they are the, what I like to call the celebrities who are directed to a cause. They don't feel the cause, but their publicist says, hey, you should find a cause. Here's a cause you can back. The best one that comes to mind is Colin Kaepernick. That dude has never posted a single politically aware tweet ever. And then suddenly, 5 months ago, he becomes the poster child for political correctness.
Does any of us know what he stands for?
Well, he ended up after the fact, after he got all the publicity, he donated like $1 million to Black Lives Matters.
Okay.
This dude who was adopted and raised by two white people, right, white rich people, has been oppressed and decided not to talk about it during any of the Trayvon Martin or any of those instances, but waited till after the fact to get ridiculed by some of his black teammates.
The Mike Brown stuff, yeah. It's just, and well, especially with athletes.
The way that I kind of feel about it is,
they have the platform for it.
Yeah, they have the platform because they want to reach out to millions of people. But here's the thing. Colin Kaepernick did not feel this way until he started dating the current girlfriend that he has, which I don't know her name. I don't need to know her name. But he didn't get this way until the person he was dating. And then all of a sudden, he decided to take up this cause. But the bigger problem that I take with this is, what is he actually doing? He's an NFL player that takes a knee during the national anthem, right? What more does he do than that?
We're going to get into the Tyreek Hill thing, how there's double standard between athletes. But what celebrities do you hate that give their influence or what their perceived influence is trying to get their status to their either political or religious beliefs?
My two big ones are Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
She's always pushing that leftist. The people who seem most active in the left side of the discussion are the ones that have already made their millions. You don't see a lot of the struggling guys that are just trying to make it. They're all Republicans because they want to get rich too. The Bono is another one. Bono, he can shut up. Just shut up, sing your songs and shut about your politics.
Like, what a celebrity that you like, if they say something, do you merit that more than your own belief? Do you either double think what you believe or
no, not in my experience. Like George Clooney, I'm a big fan of George Clooney, and he's all about these refugees from Darfur. He started all kinds of programs. He's put his money up. He's been arrested in protests. He smuggled cameras into Africa to take pictures to document what's going on. I truly believe he believes he can make a difference in this world. And he considers the Darfur refugees situation the biggest failure in his career. And he was on like one of those crappy TV sitcoms.
Do you think we should even merit celebrities to say, hey, I believe in this religion? Go with it because it's what's right.
Well, I mean, the human nature, where your beliefs take you, what pulls us you, is what takes you to what you believe in. But the thing is with like what you said, Leah Remedy, the whole situation with her, she was in Scientology. She experienced it for several years. She said for all of her adult life, she got out of it. Now she's making a documentary on it. And she says, hey, guys, this thing is a farce. Don't buy into it. It's dangerous. It separates you from your family.
Well, all we're saying is celebrities definitely try to use their clout or their voice or their platform to push religious or political views on us. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
They get a platform. They know they're going to have media in their face all the time, so they can always put forth their agenda. Some of the stuff is, I'm all right with it. I'm all right with the George Clooney one. The Not On My Watch is the name of one of his. Him and Matt Damon and Brad Pitt are in. And it's the other one is the clean drinking water in Africa. Matt Damon did the ALS challenge with toilet water because our toilet water is cleaner than the water they get to drink in Africa. And that kind of stuff is, I mean, if the United States is going to be the country in the world, then those are the kind of projects we should help. I think we should help. We should help them get clean drinking water. We should help increase the cleanliness of drinking water for everybody. If we did stuff like that, maybe we wouldn't be so hated and reviled in third world countries instead of just taking the oil and getting the hell out of town.
I think part of the problem with what you just said was what the United States likes to do is we like to come over and take over the entire water supply. Not just help them with their water, because that's how we come in. We come in saying, hey, we want to help you with the water supply. We want to help you get oil out of the ground. We want to help you with your economy. We want to do this. We want to do that. And then it turns into either natural resources or UN votes. You know, it's kind of disgusting how the U.S. has acted for the last 40, 50 years.
So if you're a celebrity in the United States and your requirement to stay in the United States is you get your way in an election, then hit the bricks.
Euthanasia, which has been, I think, legal in the Netherlands for the last 16 years, kind of brings up my question of should the U.S. kind of adopt it in a sense of, you know, people that are in terminal illnesses that have pain that's not going to go away, or just people that want to get the fuck out.
Check out.
So basically what the Netherlands does is you can hire people to, you know, doctors to come over and make you comfortable. You can kind of do your, I don't know, what do they do in death row? Like your last meal and stuff like that.
Have a little going away party.
Yeah, so you can have your last, you know, McDonald's or whatever you want to do. I kind of sit there and slowly, you know, just go away. If you're in John's case, you know, you got a bad foot, you don't want to deal with this shit anymore. You know, you call some doctors.
No.
No?
No, I got a lot more to do.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. I was trying to... This segment's more about John, me trying to convince him. But, so, you know, your foot's kind of bad.
Foot is bad. I can still make it to the bathroom.
No, okay. So, you know, on a more realistic approach. So, if you have a terminal illness or you're just ready to check out, do you think it would cut down on suicide rates? Right? If this was available, right?
Or, I don't think it would cut down. And I'm perfectly okay with that. I think that anybody who wants to go down to a police station and fill out the paperwork to end their own lives should have the right to.
Okay, so you think maybe this should be instituted in the United States? I think it should.
It never will.
No, it never will. But do you think it should?
I think if you own nothing in the world... I'm just opening up
discussion.
If you own anything in the world, you own this bag of flesh that you're in.
Yeah.
And you should be able to do whatever you want with that bag of flesh as long as you don't hurt anyone else.
When you hurt your foot, did you think about it?
No.
All right. What about now?
No. Only after listening to the first part of the podcast.
What about when you're bringing your purse to the dart line? Do you think about it?
No. Oh, I think about quitting darts.
Yes. Okay. Not life.
No. I'm still vibrant and vital.
Okay. So.
I will never.
But what you said, you know, it's your life. It's your choice, right?
Right. And I believe if.
So do you think, like right now, you're on a nice comfy couch, right?
Right.
So let's say you're having a ham sandwich with a habanero mayonnaise or whatever you fucking like, and you're having a nice Sean's fine shine and hooch cherry pie, right? And, you know, you're comfortable, you're watching, you know, your favorite Tamarack Vanover highlights, and we just slowly move that stuff into your IV.
No.
No?
Yeah. Because without my permission, then it becomes homicide.
No, with your permission, man. Well, wouldn't like that?
No.
You would rather just naturally see what's going on.
I am going out clawing and fighting for the next breath.
All right. So, okay. So my question is, and Badger can hop in on this. Do you think, since it's your life, if you have a terminal illness or things, or even if things just aren't going right.
Alcoholism.
Right. No, I mean, seriously, because the thing is with the Netherlands, that guy that was in what, rehab?
He was in rehab 25 times. He had almost destroyed his parents' life because they were trying to help him get clean. And he finally said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm in pain. I'm causing you pain. I'm going to check out. And what this ability to do does is it willows out the weak, because life is hard and life is going to throw shit in your, as soon as you think you got your handle on shit, you find out you didn't know what was coming. And you know what you got to do is get the fuck on to the next thing. That's my job is to put one foot in front of me for myself, for my grandkids, for my kids, whatever. I don't believe in quitters. Quitters can go die. If you can't fight the fight of living, then you don't need to live. Give it to the next guy.
Well, I've always been of the opinion that if you want to end your own life, isn't that your choice?
Okay, so you know in Japan you got the Aokigahara Forest, right? Where people go. It's called the Suicide Forest. You know, look it up, Badger. And that's where people go and they either hang themselves or they, you know, take a bunch of pills or whatever. Do you think that they would want that outlet? Or do you think they're just so far gone that they need to go to the woods? And you don't think some of them would be like, all right, come to my house? And
well, that just depends. I mean, honestly, you need... more research into what's going on in certain people's lives.
Everyone's case is different. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody's case is different, which that's exactly why I try to reinforce that there are some people that are just a cry for help and they're just short of suicide where they may not want to do it, but they may see that's their only way out. But there are other people that are legitimately sick. And they may have, you know, stage 4 breast cancer. They may have lung cancer. Any cancer that's out there that they are not going to get healed from. They may just want to check out without having to go through the last 6 months of pain. Or their family watching them have to go through everything they go through. And you know what? There is a part of that that is somewhat noble.
So what you're saying is it's case by case. That's your final thing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely case by case.
All right. Yeah, not me.
Not you?
No, not me. Because, I think if you're Kurt Cobain and everything's depressive and dark, let's do it, man. Why waste the time? I don't need your Debbie Downer ass in my public. Go do it.
I think they have the right to... You have the right to end your life if you want to. Now, I do believe that we should legally require the family to pay for the cleanup if you're not going to come down. And you could come down and sign the forms and fill out the paperwork before you do it. Make it less, take away the stigma of death. Because everybody's going to die. And it's going to require every time somebody dies, there's a mountain of paperwork to do. I found an article here about the Netherlands, dated from a site called lifenews.com. And it's dated the 17th of October of this year, saying that the Netherlands is trying to expand its euthanasia program to kill patients who aren't sick or dying. Elderly people who are just feel they've finished their life, they've completed their life cycle, or have lost their mobility, and they just don't want to continue, to open it up to them. And
wow,
the health minister is the one that presented it to the parliament.
Wow. So, yeah. So the Netherlands are really obviously proactive in this sense.
Oh, yeah. They're way ahead of the curve. And they're also very personal freedom.
So if you think Grandma May can't drive on the road, what do you think we should do about it?
Well, no? That depends on Grandma May.
No, okay.
If Grandma May says, you know what, I'm tired of getting up in the morning and making coffee.
Yeah.
But the problem is you're going to have 17-year-old kids who got their heart broken by Billy Bob football player who want to kill themselves because their life can't go on.
That's most of our listeners.
It may be, but I mean, there's got to be a way to determine. It's not the end of the world. What is it? You have to define what can I no longer tolerate?
So would you like to see it in the United States, but maybe case by case too, in a way? I mean, because I think
it has to be a case by case.
Yeah. Okay. That's what Bad said.
The problem with the case by case is you're immediately setting yourself up for people getting rid of somebody they want and making it look like a suicide.
Right. And I'm down.
I have a couple people on that list.
Brazilian soccer team crashed in the Bolivian hills and died. And it was kind of a high profile soccer team. And the reason why they kind of crashed is because there was lack of fuel. And they had there was after a soccer game. They were going to another soccer game. And they called ahead to the fuel station they had to be at. And the fuel station, you know, which closed at a certain time, said, yeah, that's fine. And then the Brazilian soccer team was delayed on leaving, so they couldn't get fuel in like northern Bolivia or something like that. So they crashed, and obviously there's no fuel in the plane when they crashed. That's what kind of, you know, made it happen. And a lot of people are wondering why such a rich team didn't cater a better plane, because this plane they took only owns one plane.
Right.
And it was the one that crashed.
La Mia.
Yeah, La Mia. And basically the reason why they took that plane is because they offered like $400,000 instead of like $1 million to charter a flight. So to save money, the club chose this airplane, and it crashed and killed, I mean, it was almost everybody, right, John?
43 people, 43 members of the team died.
Yeah.
And 71 people total died.
Yeah.
Only like 7 people out of the team that I think survived it.
Well, they were on their way to play for the finals, too.
Yes.
For the Copa Sudamericana finals against Atletico Nacional. Among those killed were 19 players, 17 club staff members, 7 boards of directors, and 4 Fox Sports Brazil journalists. And 3 players survived the crash.
Oh, it was only 3.
3.
And basically, they chose to ride this plane because it was cheap. And that was obviously not the right play. So we thought, hey, what are some other kind of high profile plane crashes?
Manchester United, the soccer team, crashed in Munich, West Germany, killing 8 players and 3 club members. That was in February of 1958. It doesn't list a reason why, just list the kind of plane. Skip forward to, because nobody really knows these people. In 1961, February, the U.S. figure skating team, died and killed while en route to the World Figure Skating Championships in Prague, Czechoslovakia. 25 members of the team. Marshall University was another famous crash. They lost the hold. 46 members of their football team on their way to West Virginia. They hit the tree line and exploded upon impact. So it happens a lot more than you think. And there's still a lot of, there's a lot of non-plane ones. Softball bus crashes and car crashes and train crashes. Especially with this Brazil thing, you would think you've got a successful team. Maybe spend the extra money. Maybe split up the team on a couple of planes if you don't want to spend the money for a great big plane.
Yeah, and that's what people are saying is that these people had money to spend it on a more high profile airline. It's just this airline offered cheaper fares. The Border Patrol was kind of complaining about how they become almost daycare. Some of the quotes were like, "We spend most of our days heating up burritos." What other borders do this? Because seriously, like South Korea going into North Korea, they're snipers. Right. There is legit snipers, right?
Right.
Here we warm up burritos for you, right? This is great. America's great, man. I wish I didn't even live here because I am hungry right now. I'm literally hungry right now. All I need to do is get to the Arizona border.
The problem is that they probably brought the burritos with them.
I'm highly doubting that they brought the burritos with them, John.
Well, because they're too busy carrying drugs.
Something locally here is Tyreek Hill of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Tyreek!
He's obviously the only part of the offense for the Kansas City Chiefs.
He has brought back what we call dynamic offense to the Chiefs.
Sure.
Through the very inventive ways they're getting him in the thing, like running the same reverse five times.
He's a super fast guy. Really fast. We've had a lot of local radio just now talking about it, but this happened when he was drafted. He pled guilty to assaulting his pregnant girlfriend.
It was before he got drafted.
That's what I said.
He got kicked out off the football team and the track team.
Yeah. So the Chiefs drafted him, and now it's an issue. No, it shouldn't have been an issue. The second you drafted him, he's now paid. Yeah, he does not give a fuck what you guys think. He is now paid. And he has already played enough games. He's paid.
He has also done everything that's been required of him as far as his court case. He has done his 52 weeks of anger management classes. He is following 100% the program that he signed up for his diversion. And if you do the time, then you pay for the crime. But we should also say this. If the baby mama took the money, you're saying this is what it costs to kick my ass.
I don't care.
I mean, it's the same with Kobe Bryant and his wife. You know, if you take the $3 million, then bang as many black chicks as you want. Right. They're $3 million apiece.
So my question is, and I think we all know the answer to, are sports held at a double standard?
Oh, hell yes.
Absolutely. The only thing I can say about Tyreek is you're not like Ray Lewis and Dante Stallworth, where you fucking murdered the fuck out of somebody.
Well, you do. You got mad at a girl and punched her in the stomach.
Well, he...
And choked her.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot worse than you. So why this is a story? This has been happening
because
a long fucking time.
Because he scored 3 touchdowns in 1 game.
Exactly.
And in especially in the media now, if you're a name comes up in the media, everybody's trying to tear you down.
If you're a supporter of the Chiefs, right? Because, I mean, a lot of you dipshits are. If you are, you know, fucking... You want to say that they're your heroes and shit. Every team is like this. You can find a case
on every team.
On every team, right?
And they're cyclical. You'll get rid of one and you'll pick up another.
Yeah.
We got rid of Javon Belcher. Well, Javon Belcher is no longer with the team.
Vanover was
before him. Dante, he's the new Bam Dante Hall, too. Yeah. Bam Morris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It exists. So...
Joe.
What's his name? Larry Johnson?
Oh, yeah, Larry Johnson, yeah.
Marty Schottenheimer, he was banging his players' girlfriends. I mean, people all make moral mistakes at one point in their life. Everyone's tried, and nobody comes out of it unscathed. And at least one point in your life, you're going to make the wrong, you're going to come down on the wrong side of something where you're going to put yourself in front of somebody else or something. I believe that I've made all kinds of moral mistakes where I've done things where I look back on it now and I go, what the fuck were you thinking?